Rick Buersdorf opens the barn door to his workshop in Nashua. It's like a refrigerator inside, ideal for preserving the skinned white-tailed deer underneath a blue tarp. Buersdorf unwraps the pieces.
This is the hide. It's been salted. It needs to be flushed out some more. It's inside out completely. As you can see, the nose. Lips need to be split. You know, turn that ear completely inside out, and then they have to be shaved down to the hair follicle.
Buersdorf is old school. He prefers hand tools to machines.
This knife is very sharp.
Buersdorf drapes a hide over a wood beam to scrape off the residual flesh and hair.
You see how it comes off? And it gets down even further when the tannery gets to it. But I get it down as far as I can so it gets a proper salting.
This time of year, Buersdorf puts in long hours in his barn.
We're hoping for anywhere from 20 to 40 deer heads this year. We've already got 7 full mile bear in with some rugs.
Because of the gory visuals of his prep work, his customers usually don't watch. They're more likely to visit his shop in Wilton.
Come on in. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, so, I got a deer hide I'd like to have tanned.
Okay.
Buersdorf says it will take close to 20 hours to complete a deer mount.
25 hair on or hair off.
Okay. He says it's satisfying work, and it pays.
My deer has started 500 and worked their way up. Full-mile bears start at 800 and work their way up to 2,000, 3,000.
After years of experience, those fees drum up an income between $30,000 to $60,000 a year. Buersdorf says most begin their craft as a hobby, often at a young age.
One summer I was at my grandparents' house, and we were up in Warner, and I caught a small rainbow trout, and I asked my Oma for some tissue, and I crammed it in the mouth and then nailed it to a board. And I gave that to my Oma, and she was not enamored by that at all. In fact, she just said, "Oh, that's wonderful. Why don't you have to go outside and play?"
That crudely stuffed fish is a far cry from the wildlife art he now creates. Whether it's deer, moose, or raccoons, his goal is to make the animals look natural, from their anatomically correct postures to the expressions on their faces. Taxidermists don't need college degrees or certificates. Some states require proficiency exams. New Hampshire doesn't. The state merely asks for $50 for a license application. Close to 30 are licensed in the state. That number has gone down from previous years. That's because in a sluggish economy, many hunters are foregoing the luxury of mounting their deer. The industry may be hurting, but the level of talent is on the rise. And the number of women entering the field has increased 100% in the last 5 to 10 years. Amy Morrill is Rick Buersdorf's girlfriend. She's also his office manager and assistant.
So I used to go around and pick up roadkill, and I would bring it home and cut it up and bring it over to my friend's place, who had a local wildlife rehabilitative center to feed the raptors and the owls and everything. So when we reconnected, because we were like best friends in high school, and
I saw that bumper sticker on a car, and it.
I had this bumper sticker in my car that said, "I love long walks on the beach, reading poetry, and poking dead animals with a stick."
And I saw that, and I was like, "That's my girl."
Morrill and Buersdorf are working around the clock this month so that hunters can turn their deer kill into lifelong trophies. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.